Robert sat at the table with a fresh manuscript. He was drafting a scene for the Y2K protocol. The keys of his laptop made a rhythmic sound. Minnie came into the room with a small box. "I found the old photos," she said with a smile. "The ones from the base at 29 Palms." Robert looked at the black and white images. He saw himself in 1961, a young Marine radio operator in the desert. The world was simpler back then, Robert said. No boards and no debt. But we are wiser now. The phone rang and it was Virginia calling. She was taking a break from the hospital ward. "I saw a patient today reading your book, Dad." He said the story of Robin was inspiring. Robert felt a surge of pride in his new work. "Tell him thank you," Robert told his daughter. "Tell him the author is just a man like him." Dorothy stopped by the condo after her class. She brought a folder of drawings from her kids. "They want to know if the hero wins," she said. Robert laughed and took the folder from her. "The hero always wins if he tells the truth." Shirley arrived with a new Photoshop layout. She had centered the logo for the cookbook. "It looks great, Cheryl," Robert told the artist. "It looks like a book people will want to use." The kitchen was soon filled with the scent of the Mexican rub. Barbara called from the office at Boom Lake. "The order for the new manual is in," she said. Minnie set the table with plain white plates. The gold sets were gone, but the food was better. "We are a family again," Minnie said to the room. The daughters gathered around a small table. Virginia, Dorothy, and Shirley sat together. Barbara walked in just as the steak was served. Robert looked at the faces of his children. They were not hiding from the public eye. They were living lives that were not lies. The radical honesty was their new family crest. Robert raised a glass of cold water. "To the truth," he said. "To the truth," they all replied in unison. The saga was no longer a tragedy of errors. It was a story of a rise from the ashes. The towers were whole. The debt was a ghost. The future was a blank page in a 6x9 book. Robert felt the peace he had sought for years. He was home at last. The air was cool. The stars were bright.